Good morning. It's 29th of June. Our middle reading today is Isaiah 54. I'm reading once again from Brother Ray Willetts. I read, "How can men come and believe?" We read in John 6 that no man can come to me except the Father draw him. And how does the Father draw? Jesus says that Isaiah 54:13 tells us, "It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me." John 6:45. The Father has given us his word, and to this we must go to be taught of God, as Jesus told the Jews, "For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me." From the nation of Israel came those servants of God who responded to the preaching of Jesus. And from the first century ecclesias, the word went out to the Gentiles, just as Isaiah had intimated. Thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. The city of Jerusalem has had a place in the purpose of God from the time of Melchizedek, and in the time of David, God chose it as the religious centre for the kingdom of Israel. This was brought to an end by Nebuchadnezzar, who overturned the kingdom, God's kingdom, based on the old covenant given to Israel at Sinai. Jerusalem has, from that time, right up to the present, been in the hands of the nations, a widow without children and a kingdom. But the Lord loveth the gates of Zion. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God, as we read in Psalm 87. A widow she might be now, but glorious things are promised, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife. These children, taught of God in all nations of the earth, will receive an everlasting kingdom when their Lord returns. Based on the new covenant in Jesus' blood, this coming kingdom of God is called the New Jerusalem, the same Jerusalem, but with a new constitution. Speaking, therefore, in a figure, God says to Jerusalem, "For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee." This is not true of other kingdoms. These come and go: Babylon, Persia, Greece, and Rome. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee. This kingdom will be re-established on better promises and an everlasting covenant. Isaiah describes this by using another figure. "I will lay thy stones with fair colours, and lay thy foundations with sapphires, and I will make thy windows of agates, and thy gates of carbuncles, and all thy borders of pleasant stones." Which means that the kingdom will be established in righteousness and peace, with security, for ever. Revelation 21 develops these glorious things. John in vision sees this consummation and uses Old Testament language to describe it. A city is not made up of buildings only, but of the community within its gates. This community consists of those who will live and reign with Christ. The hope of the gospel of the kingdom of God is resurrection from the dead and eternal life at the judgment seat of Christ when he returns from heaven. It was to this return that John alluded when he saw in vision the holy Jerusalem descending out of heaven from God. And it was the same consummation that Isaiah referred to when he wrote, "This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord." Thank you for listening.